Will you look at this? Atlas Storage is having a big sale on unclaimed trunks this Saturday.
No kidding. Honey, we got to get down there early.
I swear, all somebody has to do is put an ad in the paper saying, calling all idiots, and you two are first in line.
Morning, everybody.
Well, good morning, sleepyhead.
I'm telling you, Mama, it's like buried treasure. You never know what you're going to find in one of them locked-up trunks.
I heard about a guy once that found a dead body in a trunk. All cut up.
Well, rush on down there, Vinton. Maybe you can get one of them.
Hold it right there, mister. You got your cornflakes on my gusset.
On your what?
On my gusset. Good Lord, it's part of the sleeve of the dress I'm making.
Dress? I thought she was making a bedspread.
This is going to be my brand new dressy dress. Inverted pleats on a drop waist with genuine mother-of-pearl buttons.
Yeah, what's the occasion?
The annual church choir fundraiser. I was thinking about reserving a table for all of us.
Darn it, I have to work late that night. When is it?
This Saturday.
Well, gee, Grandma, I can't go. I have a hot date at the drive-in.
And just what is it that you can do at the drive-in that you can't do at church? Don't answer that.
I can't go either, Mama. I'm saving my money so I can pay you the rent when it's due.
It was due 3 weeks ago.
There, you see?
If you don't have enough money to give to the church, then you surely don't have enough for some old trunk.
Well, we were just going to look.
Well, fine. This is just another church fundraiser I'm going to have to go to all by myself. Everybody in the congregation wondering why I'm sitting at that big table all alone in such a beautiful dress.
What about Iola? Isn't she going?
No, she won't go no place now that her cat's so sick.
Midnight is sick? Well, I can't say my heart bleeds. That's the meanest cat I ever saw.
You talking about that ratty black cat that chases after cars?
That's the one. That cat waits in the bushes. And then when you pass by, he shoots out and attacks your ankles. That is a regular puss from hell.
You know, the postman won't even walk up to Iola's porch. He just throws the mail on the lawn.
I once made the mistake of petting him. Don't ever do that. Sunk his fangs right into my wrist. I swear if Iola hadn't called him home for supper, I'd be making this dress with a tomcat on my arm.
I don't know how Iola can stand that cat.
Oh, she's blind to it. And now that Midnight's so sick, there's just no living with Iola. You know, she's over here every hour on the hour with medical updates on that cat. Last thing I want to hear is a lab report on a furball. Anyway, thank the Lord you'll all be here today when she comes by to help me change the subject, right? I said, thank goodness you're going to be here when she drops. Get back in here, you deserters! This was army, I could have them all shot. Look at this, Bessie. Are we going to look nice in this or what? I saw Joan Collins in this exact same fabric on Dynasty. Except there wasn't quite this much of it. Okay, let's get the show on the road here. Pin, interfaced arms, I double A, to bodice front right double C, and base to center back F, cutting fabric on a bias. Good Lord, don't you just know a man wrote this? Let's just do it our way. Okay, sweetie pie, suck her in. Here we go. Got your... Well, what the... Well, good Lord, Bessie, what the hell you been doing? A Jane Fonda workout?
Knock, knock. Elma, I have to talk to you.
Iola, I am right in the middle of making a dress. I do not have time to sit with you and jaw about that cat.
He died.
Oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry. Come on in here. Sit down. Tell me all about it.
Well, I knew something was wrong the minute the postman made it all the way to the porch. I ran outside and found Midnight staring up at him like he could care less.
That sure doesn't sound like Midnight.
Well, I scooped him up and rushed him to the vet. Poor little thing, barely had the strength to bite the nurse's finger. And he took a sort of half-hearted swat at the doctor's nose and died mid-hiss.
Well, he did live a long, full, scrappy life.
I don't know how I'm going to break this to Mother, what with her high blood pressure and all.
Well, you could do it gradually, like crossing cat food off the grocery list.
Mother loved Midnight so. Oh, please don't breathe a word of this to anyone. It would break her heart to hear it from a stranger.
My lips are sealed.
Oh, Thelma, it's gone.
Oh, now I... Ola, you got to snap out of this. You got to carry on. Midnight would have wanted it that way.
He would have.
Yes, indeedy. I tell you what, you come to the choir fundraiser with me. Re-enter the mainstream of life.
Oh, no, Thelma, I'm not up to that sort of gala social event.
Well, how about lending a hand to somebody who is? I've only got till Saturday to finish this thing. It's for the choir fundraiser. Don't you just love this fabric?
Very nice.
I'm telling you, in this dress, I'm going to be the cat's meow. Oh. Well, that's the last time I try to cheer her up.
What's keeping Naomi? We got to get to that sale before all the good trunks are taken. Naomi!
All right, baby. I'll be ready to go just as soon as I change purses.
Well, hurry up, Aunt Naomi. I can't wait to get my hands on that fortune.
On a third of that fortune, Bubba. Now, whatever we find in that trunk is going to get split three ways.
Yeah, now, come on. We've got to get out of here before Mama finds out what we're up to.
What are you three up to?
Nothing.
Well, good, then you can take me down to the mall.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Harper, but our nothing's in the opposite direction.
It's later, Grandma.
Bye, Mama.
Well, I swear, I ought to hire myself out as a magician. Every time I open my mouth, my family disappears. Whew, would you look at this dress? I tell you, I'm going to be the talk of the choir fundraiser in this thing. And baritones are going to go wild.
Thelma, I came to tell you that I will go with you to the fundraiser tonight.
Well, hallelujah. I'm glad to see you've decided to join the land of the living.
That's because I realized I didn't really lose Midnight.
That's true, because you always have your memories of him.
I have a surprise for you, Thelma. Close your eyes.
Oh, for pity's sake, I'll look.
Oh, come on, Thelma, be a sport.
All right. My eyes are closed.
Okay, no peeking now.
I ain't peeking. And hurry up. This better be good.
Okay, open your eyes now. I knew you'd be surprised. Didn't they do a great job on Midnight?
Now, be honest, Thelma. What do you really think?
Good Lord, Iola. You had him stuffed?
Of course not. I would never do that to my cat. I had him freeze-dried.
Oh, my God.
Freeze-dried? You mean like them little coffee crystals?
Well, it's the same principle, except you don't add the hot water. It's the latest thing in pet preservation.
Well, what'll they think of next? And why did they think of this?
Go ahead, Thelma, pet him. He won't bite.
Well, that'll be a first.
Oh,
well. What is this? Your idea of a joke?
It's the deluxe model with the activated meow.
Yeah? Well, I hope he isn't a Betsy Wetsy, too.
No, just watch. Now, all she got to do is apply a little pressure. And then, pet a little faster.
Get that thing out of here.
Well, fine. I'll just take him home and surprise Mother.
Have you lost your marbles? That old woman's blood pressure's gonna go right through the roof if you spring Kitty Ruxpin on her.
Well, perhaps you're right. I better go home and prepare her for...
Well, whatever you do, don't tell her to close her eyes.
I'll be back in a jiff. Thanks, Thelma.
Iola. Good Lord. That woman is a living Looney Tune. And take this talking stiff with you. Iola, this cat is not staying in this house. Here, Midnight, you just sit right there. Try not to scare my flamingos.
Okay, Uncle Vince, you're coming to the stairs now. Take it nice and slow.
Yeah.
Easy, darling, don't drop it. There might be crystal or china in here.
Relax, sweetheart. We hauled this thing all the way from Atlas. We're not about to drop it now.
Oh! Oh, honey, are you all right?
I think so.
Vince, what was that?
Sounded like a cat.
Oh, no. It's Midnight.
Oh, is he okay?
I don't know. What do you think?
Honey, you killed him.
Wow. Rigor mortis has already set in.
Don't put it near me!
Oh, boy, Mama's gonna kill us.
Well, if she doesn't, Iola will.
We gotta get out of this. I ain't going back to juvenile hall on a murder rap.
Now, calm down, everybody. Just calm down. Calm down. Now, all we got to do is come clean and tell the truth. Honesty is the best policy.
Ooh. Or we could bury him and say he ran away.
Now you're talking.
Vince, what is all that racket out there?
Nothing.
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 Stay right there. I'm coming out.
Oh, boy. Naomi, quick, get the shovel. Come on, Bubba. We got to bury this cat and hide this trunk before Mama sees.
Okay.
Yeah. Follow me, you bird brain.
Well, don't call me bird brain, you cat killer.
Good morning, Bubba.
All right, you three. Time for a Raytown fashion preview. The Thelma Harper original. Ta-da! Well, hell's bells, they've all disappeared again. So is Midnight. 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 Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Get a grip on yourself, Thelma. You're calling a dead cat.
Thelma!
Uh-oh, the kitty litter's gonna hit the fan.
Thelma? Thelma!
Who's there?
It's Iola.
Iola who?
Iola Lucille Boylan. Now open the door. May I come in?
What for?
Well, I was going to make Mother lunch before I told her about Midnight, and I realized I'm out of bread.
So?
So I thought I'd borrow a few slices from you.
I just ran out of bread. Why don't you go on home and open up a can of soup?
Well, all I have is bouillon. What kind you got?
Now, I'm out of soup.
Mama, you sure are acting strange. You're so on edge.
Well, I always act this way when I'm out of bread and soup.
I guess I'll just make Mother a salad.
I'm out of tomatoes, too.
All right, Thelma.
Say, Iola, about your cat, Midnight?
Yes?
Well, when they activated his meow, did they activate anything else?
Like what?
Well, like his little head, or his little tail, or his little legs.
What do you mean?
Well, what I mean is, could he crawl, or walk, or run off a front porch?
Of course not. Wait a minute. Now I know why you're acting this way, Thelma Harper.
You do?
Of course. You are wearing your brand new dress, and I haven't said a word about it. Really, it's just lovely.
Well, fine, fine, fine. Go toss your mother's damn salad. Okay, Thelma, now think. Somewhere out there, on the prowl, is a freeze-dried cat. I hate that thought.
Okay, now hold it down, you guys, so Mama doesn't hear.
Okay, I say we open it now.
No, later, Bubba. We gotta hide this thing in the closet while Mama's still out on the porch.
Uncle Vint?
The answer is no.
Honey, behind you.
I know where the closet is. I've lived here all my life.
Can I open that closet door for you, Vinton?
Yeah, thanks, Mama. I wish... Mama!
Is that one of them unclaimed trunks?
Not anymore. We claimed it.
You got that hunk of junk out of my living room. You don't know where it's been. And for that matter, where have you been?
We didn't touch that cat.
Honey.
Real cool, Uncle Vint.
All right. What have you three goons done with Midnight?
I guess we better come clean and tell the truth.
Yeah, well, what happened is we scared him and he just took off running.
Running?
Yeah, and he went so fast we couldn't even catch him, could we, honey?
Oh, grease lightning.
You mean to tell me the three of you couldn't outrun a dead cat?
Oh, my God, Vinton, she knows.
It was all Uncle Vint's fault.
No, it was an accident. I didn't mean to kill him.
You didn't kill him.
I did.
You didn't.
He did.
He didn't.
Yes, he did.
Well, you pipe down, you pea brains. Nobody killed him. He was already dead, preserved, freeze-dried.
Freeze-dried?
You mean like them little coffee crystals?
Don't you people keep up? It is the latest thing. Now, you get him back in here before Iola blows a gasket.
We can't.
And why not?
We buried him.
In the ground? Where else?
We even said a little prayer.
Well, dig him up. And get him in here and get him in this basket before Iola finds out. They're going to be saying prayers over all of us.
Knock, knock, it's Iola Lucille Boylan.
Thelma, I have wonderful news.
Iola! Viola!
It's so nice to see such a close-knit family.
Yeah, they're thick as thieves. So what's your wonderful news?
Well, when I got home, I decided not to wait for lunch, but to tell Mother then and there.
Then and there, huh? How'd she take it?
Oh, really well. I explained to her that it was just like what Roy Rogers had done to Trigger. Except Midnight won't have a saddle.
That's real nice, Iola. Well, happy trails to you.
I'm not leaving without Midnight. Mother's waiting to see him.
You know, I have always wondered, how did you come up with that name, Midnight?
Because he's black.
Well, I know that, but you could have named him Blackie, or Sooty, or Ebony, or Inky, or Sable, like that woman on the Colbys.
Thelma?
Do you ever watch the Colbys? I love that program. I would never miss anything with Charlton Heston. He was Moses and Ben-Hur, and he acts just as good in a suit.
Thelma, I want my cat now.
Vinton, Iola wants her cat. Now.
Okay. Here he is, Iola.
What have you done to him?
What do you mean?
He looks horrible.
Well, he is dead.
He is covered in dirt.
I think it gives him a much more natural appearance, don't you?
No, I do not. Just what have you been doing with this cat? Some sort of heathen ritual? And you talk about church choir fundraisers. Huh. Well, don't you think you're getting away with this? I'm not leaving till you fork over the money to have my Midnight restored.
Well, vent and start forking.
Oh, Mama, where am I going to find that kind of cash?
We spent all our money on that trunk.
Yes, dumb old trunk. The trunk!
The trunk!
The trunk! Our pot of gold! Hey, Bubba, go get my toolbox. We'll break open the lock.
Oh, sure thing.
I tell you, Iola, these unclaimed trunks are the best thing. They're like buried treasure.
Well, I don't know what kind of treasure you expect to find in a trunk with a hole in it. A hole? Well, honey, how come we didn't see that? They must have just had the good side showing.
Well, it's what's inside that counts. Okay, here we go. There.
Oh, my Lord.
What is it?
Look at
wow.
What is it? It's a mama cat and her baby kitten.
She must have come through that hole in the side.
Oh, Thelma, can I hold it? Oh, he scratched me. Just like Midnight.
It's a miracle. That's what it is. It's a miracle. Oh, Iola. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. He took away your Midnight, but he brung you a little sunshine.
Oh, you sweet thing. I think I'll call you Sunshine.
Who ever heard of calling a black cat Sunshine?
Will you shut up? She's falling for this.
Thelma, I was wrong to try to hold on to Midnight. It's much better to have a real live kitty than a freeze-dried memory.
Words to live by.
Oh, aren't they adorable?
are we going to do with them?
Well, we said we'd divide our treasure up three ways. That means we each get one.
Oh, yeah. Can we keep Mama, huh? Can we?
Well, I don't see why not. I took you all in. What's a few more strays?
Oh, this has been one eventful day.
Boy, I'll say. How about I go make us all a cup of hot coffee?
Oh, don't go into any trouble, Thelma.
No trouble. It's freeze-dried. I'll just go fix some lemonade.